Okay, and Jack, thank you. Mm-hmm. And a friend of ours that we've known for a while was very nice to us when we were first starting to cover the Army-Navy Media Day, and that is calling in from Austin, Texas, I believe, and that is Lieutenant General Stephen Speaks. General, how are you today?
Well, first of all, I'm thrilled to be back with you again, Ken, and I go by Steve Speaks now. My days as a general are pretty much irrelevant to where I am today.
Well, we always respect your service to our country and over 30 years. Maybe if you would, just for our audience, if you would recount some of the steps along your path after graduating from West Point in 1974.
I'll give you a real Cliff Notes summary. I was an armor officer, served in the United States and Europe in typical armor troop leading assignments. Concluded my service with two really interesting opportunities. One was to be a part of the 4th Infantry Division when we headed into Iraq in 2003. I transitioned from there to being responsible for logistics for the theater based out of Kuwait, and then went to the Pentagon and spent the last 4 years of my career in the Pentagon, initially responsible for equipping the Army, and then as the Army G8, responsible for the Army's Program Objective Memorandum, or as it's known, the POM, which is the fiscal strategy for the Army.
Well,
so it was a great career and one that I treasured, but as I neared the end of that, I realized that there was another chapter that was about to come on me, which is my journey into civilian life, and the story that I wrote is all about that.
Well, you have a book out, and the title is From Hero to Zero and Back. And I know you talk about some of the challenges of for veterans transitioning from the military to the civilian world, some of the extraordinary differences. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about why you wrote this book.
Well, I'd be delighted to. I guess the first thing that I bring out right away is my story was a tough one, but not that atypical. 3 years into my life as a civilian executive, I was fired. And I was fired, I think, for good reason, which is that I was not effective and it was not a good cultural fit in the organization I was a part of. And so nothing like the harsh reality of losing your job to make you look at yourself and evaluate what doesn't work out of your military kit bag that you have to reorient to reshape yourself and get into the civilian world and be effective. So I spent 6 months unemployed, received a chance then to go back and be the CEO of a small company. I've done that now for 4 years, and that gave me the chance then to put a perspective on how I came out of the Army, what happened to me, but most importantly for other veterans who make the transition into the corporate world, what we need to do to be sharper and more effective and therefore more successful than I was in my first couple of years out of the Army.
Well, I think that all of us that have worked in corporate America have had our ups and downs at times, and I think, you know, you experienced what many of us have had leaving, going from making changes from one company to another. And you talk in the highlights to your book about the need for awareness as a critical skill and communicating with colleagues. What was that you learned about the need for awareness?
I didn't understand how much the ground underneath me was going to change. The organizational construct in the commercial world is different. The relationships among the principal players are profoundly different, and the way they make decisions is very different. And so I entered into the new world thinking that my existing skill set was going to be good enough. I was also blind to the fact that although I was getting signals that were telling me very clearly that what I was doing was not effective or was not understood, I didn't understand the signals. They were more subtle than I expected. They weren't effective in reaching me, and the result was I just continued to do much what I had been doing before. The skill set that I used in the Army was successful in that environment, but it certainly wasn't in the new world. So I'm advocating now that people think carefully about making the transition, to do a really good self-assessment, to make sure you understand your goals, to understand that the high level of performance and high level of rank or status that you had may not be replicated ever in some cases, and in many cases for most of us for at least the first several years. You are starting over in midlife, and you have to be humble enough to realize that start over requires a lot of study and a lot of work and a great deal of humility.
Well, I think also at your level, leaving the Army as a three-star officer and going into a senior position in a large company, it's challenging because it at that level, really, isn't it about, you know, are you in agreement with the leadership about direction and how to do things? And you know, everybody's got different ideas on that path. Was that just hard to go back into an organization where you had to really be part of a new type of leadership team?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things that I try to convey to friends of mine as they're getting ready to make the move, that at least in the Army, we're always taught that when you seize the guidon or seize the colors, that's a literal expression of changing command and assuming authority, but it's also a figurative one of saying, I'm in charge, and let's make sure people understand what I want to happen. And the experience that I developed in the corporate world says a lot more subtlety and a lot more study and thought are required before you really want to say very much in the new world you're in. You have to understand that the pace under which decisions are made is very different. So it wasn't a matter so much of me having any diverging feelings or goals with my leaders in the new world. It was not understanding what they wanted, not understanding the pace of change that they wanted and how they wanted it communicated. Those are the very subtle but vital things that I've learned over the course of the last several years.
Well, certainly. And you mentioned in the highlights to your book, From Hero to Zero and Back, by, I'm going to say, Lieutenant General Stephen Speaks. We respect your 30-year service so much and leadership in the Army. But you talk about a little bit about, you mentioned there are 50,000 veterans who leave the military each year. Many are younger veterans who maybe did 3 to 5 or 10 years in the military and going into look for civilian opportunities. What do you say to some of the younger military members who are making the transition?
That is exactly the question we ought to be answering. First, how did the number come up? I found it very hard to calibrate how many people were really transitioning. And what I wanted to do was not talk about very junior members of the team who spent just a few years in the military, but people who've had leadership experiences and therefore believe they ought to be leaders in the new world they're going into. So the figure of 50,000 was developed by looking at people who have transitioned primarily through retirement. It ranks as low as Sergeant E5 or E5 all the way up through senior general officers or flag officers. So that gives us an approximate number of people that we see who've experienced leadership and believe they ought to continue to lead. What I realized, they have a major transition to make, and they need help. I think that although we have focused on employment programs for junior people, we have not understood the depth of the retraining and reorientation that's required for more senior people who, by virtue of having spent more time in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, or Coast Guard, may require a little bit more reorientation and subtlety before they could take on effective leadership roles. So it's for them that I wrote this book.
Well, that's terrific advice for transitioning veterans. Your book, From Hero to Zero and Back, by Stephen Speaks, is available on Amazon. I looked at it. In fact, I bought a couple of copies today, and I will look forward to reading that. We'd love to have you back, and got to introduce you to our new partner at rallypoint.com. It's got 1.5 million veterans on their website.
Well, I look forward to it. It sounds fantastic.
Lieutenant General Stephen Speaks, thank you for your service to our country, and it's so good to be back in touch with you.
Thank you very much, Ken. My pleasure, and thanks to your incredible audience.
Okay. We'll look forward to doing it again.